B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Zayin. We're going to start three lines from the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Beis. We saw in the previous Gemara, a machlekes tanoim, according to the Tanakama, a kosher Sukkah has two walled kahil choson, which means two walls that are the full length of a minimum size Sukkah that's at least 7 tfachim, and the third wall is sufficient if it's a tefach. Reb Shimon said no. Reb Shimon said shalosh kahil choson. I need three walls, v'raviyis afilu tefach, and the fourth one that tefach suffices. So let's assume. Let's go now, just to make it easier, that we're going with the Tanakama, shtaim kahil choson ushlishis afilu tefach, and now we're going to discuss that. V'oisoi tefach heichon ma'amidoi. So we know there's two walls, and a tefach as the third wall. Where do you put this tefach? That this tefach in and of its own, we saw it was halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, but this tefach will comprise, so to speak, the third wall. Because the Chachomim, the Tanakama, say you need three walls. We learned it from a pasuk before, basukas, basukas, basukos. Three walls, just that the halacha l'Moshe Mesinai said that the third wall, it suffices if it's just a tefach. Where are you going to put this tefach in order that it will make up this wall? And we're going to have a number of explanations in the Gemara. Omar Rav. Rav says, Ma'amidoi keneged hayotza. And you'll see the diagrams in the Rashi here. If you have a right-angled two walls, let's assume at this point that it's talking about right-angled two walls, then on the edge of either of the two walls, that means not the point where they're joining, not at the opposite diagonal point, but one of the other two edges at the end of either of the two walls, that's called keneged hayotza, and you just put it there, the fourth wall, you put it adjacent, so to speak, as if it's a third wall making a ches, right? That means this tefach is going to be opposite the other wall. Just the other wall is a whole seven tefachim long. This one is just one tefach. Omli Rav Kahana l'Ravasi. Rav Kahana commented l'Rav that according to Rav, v'yamidenu keneged roish tur. That why are you saying that you should put it right angled to the long walls? Why don't you say that it's diagonal? That it should be on one of the corners facing the opposite corner, the end of the other wall? And then it will look as if it's got four walls, because it will be, so to speak, if you were to continue this tefach right along, it's going to actually reach, if you put it diagonally, it's going to reach the corner of the other wall, and then it will be totally enclosed, and it's going to look like four walls. Shosik Rav did not respond to this. Rav didn't answer whether he accepted this or not. Itmar Nami, Omar Shmuel Mishmei de Levi, was also said in the name of Levi, Mamidoi keneged hayotza, the same as Rav said, that you put it right angled on one of the corners, Levi said the same. V'chein meirin bei midrasha, and that's the halacha in the Beis HaMedrash, we rule that way, that Mamidoi keneged hayotza. So we've more or less had so far one stroke, two answers. It's keneged hayotza. The question is it diagonal or not? And Rav did not respond to that. And now the Gemara is going to give another opinion. Reb Simon v'item Reb Yeshua ben Levi, one of them, Omar, said, Oise loy tefach soichuk. Number one, it's true, shlishis afilu tefach. But tefach could be, a tefach is made of four fingers' breadths. Four fingers could be held tight together, or it could be loose. And then the tefach is a little bit larger. And that means the minimum size tefach is four fingers pressed together. If the four fingers are loose, then it's actually a tefach plus. So Reb Simon or Reb Yeshua ben Levi said that the tefach that the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai said is the third wall is a loose tefach, which means tefach plus a little bit. Oyseloi tefach soichek, a loose tefach, umamidoi bepochis mishloisha tvochim samuch ledoifen. You can see the diagram in the side of your Gemaras. You put this tefach soichek, this tefach plus board, and you put it away from the corner, from the edge of one of the other two walls, you put it less than three tefachim away. We know, we've learned previously, that a gap of less than three tefachim is perceived as if it's filled. So that's called lovud. So if you've got just under three tefachim between the edge of the long wall and this plank of a tefach plus, together with the tefach plus, you've got altogether four tvachim. So v'chol pochus mishleisha samuch l'doifa, and the three tvachim between this tefach soichak and the wall is kolov u'domi, it's as if it's full. And if it's full, it's got a status of a mechitza of four tvachim. And that is most, it's a roiv, a majority of the minimum size sukkah of seven tvachim. So position this one tefach plus in a way that with lovud, it will make up most of the minimum sized wall. And that's what the halacha l'Moshe Mesinai meant when it said, shlishis afilu tefach. Continues the Gemara. Omer of Yehuda. Sukkah ha'asuya k'movui. Till now we were talking about that the shtayim kelchos on the two regular walls were long walls right angled to each other. What happens if you have a sukkah which is like an alleyway? It's two walls, one opposite each other. One on the right, one on the left, and nothing joining these two walls. Then the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda says, k'sheira, it's kosher, but you need a third wall, shlishis afilu tefach. Where are you going to put this shlishis? V'oisoi tefach, ma'amid this tefach soichak, this little bit wider tefach, ma'amidoi l'kol ruach sheyirtze. You've got now four corners. When you have the two walls that are right angled, you only have two corners with close to which you can put the tefach soichak and make a, so to speak, wall of four tefachim. Over here you've got four corners because you have two walls not adjacent to each other, and from any of those four corners, just under three tefachim away, you put this board of just over a tefach, you have four tefachim, and it's kosher. L'chol ruach sheyirtze. Which means that Rav Yehuda held that even in a sukkah osui kamovui, a sukkah with two walls opposite each other, not right angle to each other, even there it suffices with just one tefach soichak. Reb Simon v'item Reb Yeshua ben Levi Omar, they argue. Either Reb Simon or Reb Yeshua ben Levi argues with Rav Yehuda and says, no. Oyse lo pas arba. You need to take a board of four tefachim, umashu, four and a bit, and stand it less than three tefachim away from one of the four corners. And whenever you have a gap of less than three tefachim, it's as if it's attached. And then you have, for all intents and purposes, you have a wall of seven tefachim, which is the size of a minimum sized wall of a sukkah. Asks the Gemara, Umayishna Hosom, why if the first two walls are right angled, the Ka'omra Sagi Tefach Soichak, you say it's enough to have the third wall being a Tefach plus. Umayishna Hochaba, if the first two walls are just opposite each other, the Ka'omras that you said, Boya Pas Arba, you need to have a board of four Tvachim, a Tefach plus is not enough. Answers the Gemara, Hosom de Ikashte Tfanois Kahil Choson. In the case where you have two right-angled walls, sagile b'tefach soichak, we say two walls are right-angled, it's good enough that we can now have just a single tefach with a lovud. Hocha, but in the case of the two walls opposite each other, deleka shtei tfanois, you haven't got two walls keil choson which are attached to each other. If you've got a board of four, which is less than three away, a board of four plus, which is less than three tefachim away, so you have seven in, then it can comprise a wall. But if not, then it cannot, and the sukkah is possible. So we had a machlekas here, whether a sukkah, whether a tefach suffices, which is what Rav Yehuda said, or Rav Simon, or Rav Yeshua ben Levi, would say you need a four tefachim board. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rava, Ve'eino niteres elo b'tzuras ha-pesach. Rava seems to say that when it says shlishis afilu tefach, what does it mean? It doesn't mean you put the tefach anywhere. What it means is you take a tefach, so to speak, you cut it into two. You have two poles now of half a tefach each. And you make a tzuras ha-pesach, which a tzuras ha-pesach is the form of a opening, of a door. Which means, what's a door? A doorpost, so to speak, an upright on one side, an upright on the other side, and across the top is going a beam or a thread. It can be anything. We'll learn about Tzuras HaPesach, but you just make a Tzuras HaPesach. We discussed this in Erevin Daf Yud Aleph even more. So Rava says in this version of Rava, what does it mean? Shlishis afelu tefach. It means that on the third side, you take one pole and you put it adjacent to the edge of one of the two walls. And then you go straight to the corner diagonal to the point where the first two walls meet. We're now talking about a sukkah, which is a regular sukkah, which is a right angled walls. So you start to put half a tefach pole at the end of one of the walls. The other half a tefach at the point diagonally opposite where the two walls meet. And then in between the two, and you make now a tzuras ha-pesach, you put a beam or a cross on top of it, and then you have a tzuras ha-pesach. And that is what, how Rava said, you have to do the shlishis afilu tefach. Ikud omra, there was another version of Rava, that Rava actually says, v'niteres nami b'tzuras ha-pesach. Rava wasn't saying that tefach means you have to make a tzuras ha-pesach. No, you can either have tefach soichak, like we said before, with a tefach plus less than three tefachim away from the corner, and that's okay, as we saw before. Or you could have it, instead of that, you could have a tzuras ha-pesach, one or the other. And according to this version, the tzuras ha-pesach, the uprights of the tzuras ha-pesach, don't need to be as wide as half a tefach, as we saw in the first version. The first version says that the tefach itself makes up the two posts, which means that each post is about half a tefach, which is very unusual. Normally, the uprights of a tzuras ha-pesach don't need to have any particular width. So over here, we saw it does. And it's a discussion, why over here should you need that? And normally tzuras ha-pesach not, but that's a discussion elsewhere. But according to this version, that you can use either tefach soichak or tzuras ha-pesach, it's a regular tzuras ha-pesach, that the upright can be as thin as you want. Ikud amra amar Rava, a third version of Rava, utzricha nami tzuras ha-pesach. What Rava actually meant was that besides for the tefach soichak, which you put just less than three tefachim from the edge of one of the two walls, you also put a tzuras ha-pesach between this tefach and the virtual corner, that means, and the point diagonally across where the two walls meet. You put a tzuras ha-pesach there, and now you've got a third wall, which is part of it is pas arbor with lavud. Part of it is tzuras ha-pesach. That's what the third wall, that's shlishis afilu tefach. That's the third opinion of Rava. Continues the Gemara, Rav Ashi Ashkechele Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi saw that Rav Kahana Ovid Tefach. He made also this Tefach, Tefach Soichak, Vuka Ovid Tzuras HaPesach. And he also, besides for the Tefach Soichak, he also put a Tzuras HaPesach. Omar Le, Rav Ashi asked Rav Kahana, Loi Sovar Mar Lohod Omar Rava? Lohod Rava, Do Omar Rava Meniteres Nami but Tzuras HaPesach? Did you not hear that Rava said that you can use either a Tefach Soichak or a Tzuras HaPesach? Omar Le, Rav Kahana answered to Rav Ashi, Anoki idach lishna, the Rava, svirali. I hold, like the other version of Rava, the third opinion that we saw, third version of Rava, the Omar Rava, utzricha nami tzuras ha-pesach. I hold, like that version that says, that Rava maintains, you need also the tefach, also tzuras ha-pesach. Continues the Gemara. Shtayim kilchoson v'chulu. We saw before, on Davov Amud Beis, according to the Tanakama, there's two walls, which are regular walls, let's say two right angled walls, and the third wall, the Halacha Lemeishi Mesinai dictates it's enough if it's just a tefach, and we've discussed in the Gemara how and where this tefach goes, but just a tefach. Now normally, in Hilchos Shabbos for example, what makes up a Rishus HaYochid? Three proper walls. A ches, a wall on either side facing each other, and a wall between the two, three walls. That only then it's called an enclosure, it's called a Rishus HaYochid. So we see there's a certain leniency, and it's thanks to the Halacha Lemoishi Mesinai by Sukkah that you can say the third wall, even though you only have a tefach, it's as if you have the third wall, even though there's no real third wall, there's just a tefach. Omer Rava. Rava says, V'chein l'Shabbos, which is a huge chiddush. Rava says that in the same way as we find the Halacha Lemoishi Mesinai that dictates in the Halachas of Sukkah, that the third wall of a tefach can be, so to speak, in place of a whole wall. So Shabbos also, and we'll see later, it's only talking about Shabbos on Sukkos, not every other Shabbos. On Shabbos of Sukkos, then in the same way that we can view this tefach as a wall in Hilchos Sukkah, we also view it as a wall in Hilchos Shabbos. Migu David Doifun Le'inyan Sukkah, since it's considered a wall in Sukkah, have your doifen in Shabbos, it's also considered a wall in Hilchos Shabbos. Eisve Abaya. Abaya asked on this, Mi omrin on migu? Do we hold of such a concept? He's asking against Rava, that you say migu, that since a wall is considered a wall in one context, it's also considered a wall in a different context, even though in and of its own, in that different context, it would not be considered a wall. For Tanya, this seems to be contrary to what we learned in a Braisa. Doifun sukkah ka doifun Shabbos. The general rule is that the walls of sukkah, the wall of Shabbos, are the same. What comprises a wall here comprises a wall there. Ubilvad, and over here, what the Gemara is actually talking about specifically is that we saw in Hilchas Shabbos that it's possible one's allowed to have a wall of lovud, which means a wall which is completely made of horizontals, ropes. As long as there isn't a gap of three tvachim between the ground and the first rope and second rope, etc., if as long as the gaps between the horizontals are not three tvachim, they're less than three tvachim, we use lovud and it's kosher. And for the same token, we can have just uprights, reeds, poles, whatever they are. If you have uprights that are making up a wall, as long as you don't have three tvachim between one upright and the next, it's a kosher wall. So we say that doifen sukkah is kadoifen Shabbos in the same way as lovud, either upright poles or horizontal strings can make up a wall, the same applies to sukkah. Ubilvad, but shelo yehei bein kono lechaveroi shloisha tvachim. You have to make sure, and this is true also for Shabbos and also for sukkah, that you have to make sure that you haven't got three tvachim gaps. If you have a gap of three tvachim, you don't have lovud anymore. V'yaseira Shabbos al sukkah. There's a chumra stringency regarding the walls of Shabbos that you don't find by sukkah. Why? Shahashabbos einoniteres elo bo'imid meruba al aporot. The walls on Shabbos, the enclosure on Shabbos, is only considered an enclosure, that what's inside is considered a reshus hayachid, a private domain, only if the amount of uprights, which are more than lovud, that means if you have lovud, it's as if it's a gap, it's as if it's closed. But if you have, for example, 100 poles, 100 beams, 100 sticks that are making up your walls, and between some of them, between two and three of them, instead of having less than three tvachim, you've got more than three tvachim, that's okay, it's just an opening. An opening doesn't destroy a wall. It's not, if it's a Tzuras HaPesach, it's considered closed. If it's less than three tvachim, it's considered closed. But this is just an opening. The gap's too big. It's still kosher, provided that it's oimid meruba laporot, that the total of the amount of area of the wall, which is considered closed, either Tzuras HaPesach or lovud, or just a solid wall, is more than the breaches inside, it's kosher. That's in Shabbos. Masha'en kein basukkah. Regarding sukkah, it doesn't have to be that way. Regarding sukkah, even if the openings, the breaches, are more than the amount of closure, it's kosher. Because we said, shtayim kel chosom, you've got two regular walls. Shlishis, the third wall, is just a tefach. And the rest of that third wall is open. And the fourth wall is open. And in the first two walls that are officially closed, seven tvachim, if they have gaps inside them, then that's also okay. And if you want to add up all the amount of gaps that comprise this sukkah, which is kosher, you've got more breaches, more openings than closures. So what do we see from here? That in Hilchas Sukkah, that's fine. In Hilchas Shabbos, it's not. And it's called Yaseira Shabbos. That there's a stringency of Shabbos. Why don't you say that in the same way that it's a kosher wall for sukkah, migu, to have a doifen inyan sukkah, have your doifen inyan Shabbos? My love, yaseira Shabbos to sukkah, a sukkah. Do we not understand that what it means is that on Shabbos, on sukkahs, this won't be okay? It will not be considered a yoshus hayachid, even though the sukkah will be a kosher sukkah. And we don't say migu. We don't say since it works for the sukkah, it works for Shabbos. And then it's a contradiction to what Rava said, that you say such a migu. Answers the Gemara loy. What we meant is, yaseira Shabbos de almal Shabbos de sukkah. A regular Shabbos the whole year, you need to have oimed meruba laporot. You can't have such breaches. But Shabbos on sukkahs, you can. Why? since for Hilchos Sukkah you don't need Omud Merubah Laparot, Shabbos on Sukkah you also don't need Omud Merubah Laparot, exactly because Rava said, Migu to have a Daifin Linyan Sukkah, have your Daifin Linyan Shabbos. So there's no contradiction from this Brisa to Rava. Says the Gemara that if the way you're reading into this Brisa is that Shabbos, a regular Shabbos, not a Sukkah Shabbos, has a stringency more than a Shabbos on Sukkah, because the Shabbos on Sukkah has a leniency because of the Doifen of Sukkah, if so, listen in Nami, why don't you also say in the Brisa, Yaseira Sukkah de Alma, a Sukkah de Shabbos? There's a stringency of a regular Sukkah day over a Sukkah on Shabbos, because there's a leniency in the walls of Shabbos that you wouldn't find normally with the walls of Sukkah. And we'll say the same way as Rava said, that Migud David Doifen Linyan Sukkah, have a Doifen Linyan Shabbos, we'll also say that Migud David Doifen Linyan Shabbos, have a Doifen Linyan Sukkah. That on Shabbos of Sukkahs, since we have a leniency with the wall in Hilchos Shabbos, it will also comprise a wall in Hilchos Sukkah. Even though on a regular Sukkah day, which is not a Shabbos, we wouldn't have this. What would that case be? Listen, Nami Yaseira Sukkah de Alma, a Sukkah de Shabbos. De Ilu Sukkah de Alma, because a regular Sukkah day, boy a Tefach Soichak. You need to have this third wall, which is a Tefach. Ve Ilu Sukkah de Shabbos, but on as far as a regular Shabbos, and so too, if we say Migu, it will apply on Shabbos on Sukkahs, loy boy a tefach seichag. I don't need this third tefach, the third wall to be a tefach. Vesagi belechi. It's good enough to just put up an upright pole. De ha'atu de omras, did you not say, sikech al gabe mavui? If you have a mavui which is two walls opposite each other, and its opening is into the Rosh Harabim, you're only allowed to carry inside the mavui if you put a lechi, which is an upright pole, as a sign at the beginning of the Mavui to tell you you're not anymore in the Rosh Harabim, to differentiate between Rosh Harabim and Rosh HaYochid. And that pole can be any amount of width, even less than a tefach. So why don't you say that in the same way that Va'atu da'omra sikech al gabe mavui sheyesh lo ilechi kosher? We said that if you have a, and we know this to be true, a regular Mavui, a lechi is good enough. That means on Hilchos Shabbos, to make a third wall, a lechi is enough. And if a lechi is enough for regular Shabbos, then it's going to be enough for Sukkah as well. So on a regular Sukkah day, which is not Shabbos, you can't use a lechi, an upright pole, which is just a little, very, very narrow. But if since it's Shabbos on Sukkahs, it's got that leniency that you don't have on a regular Sukkah day. And we're talking here about a Sukkah, which is like a Mavui. It's a Sukkah Kamavui, two walls opposite each other. And the fact that the Gemara said that on a regular Sukkah day, Lechi is not enough, you need to have a Tefach Seichak, which is interesting that, because we saw before, it's actually a Machleikas, Rav Yehuda, and Reb Simon or Reb Yeshua ben Levi, whether a Sukkah Ha'osui Kamavui, whether you need Tefach Seichak or Pasar Bo. But here the Gemara is saying, even according to Rav Yehuda, who says that a Tefach Seichak is enough, even by a Sukkah Ha'osui Kamavui, that's going to be on a regular Sukkah day. But on a Shabbos of Sukkah, even just a very thin pole should be enough, like Lechi. Says the Gemara, you're right. The Braisa didn't need to say it. Hahu lo ischichale. Why? Because hashta mikilta lechamirta. If you said that, if Rava said his migu, that migu dava doifen linyan sukkah, if you said that shtayim kilchasa or shlishis afilu tefach, which is mutter, because of the loch lemaishim misinai, by sukkah, you say it's also okay by Shabbos, the lochas of Shabbos are much more stringent than the lochas of sukkah. And if you said that the migu says that anything kosher on Sukkah is also going to be kosher on that Shabbos of Sukkah, and it's considered a mechitza wall even in Hilchos Shabbos, and you can use the area inside as if it's a Rishus HaYochid, then we take it for granted that Amrinon Michamirta Lekulta Lekolshkein. Of course, any wall that would be kosher in Hilchos Shabbos will also be kosher in Hilchos Sukkah on Shabbos of Sukkahs. And therefore, the Braisa didn't need to say it. So far, what do we have? We have Rava, who said just one thing. He said that the Shlishis Afilu Tefach, which is really a Chiddush just in Hilchas Sukkah, and the whole year round on Shabbos, there's no such thing. You need a proper wall. However, in the Shabbos of Sukkah, since this Tefach works to be a wall in Hilchas Sukkah, it also works to be a wall in Hilchas Shabbos. That was the Migu of Rava. Now we're going to see another two halachas. Gufa Omar Rava. Now Rava is going to have two cases where you have a wall that on Shabbos is considered a kosher mechitza, and on Sukkot it's not. And in both of them, Rav is going to say that since it works on Shabbos, it also works on for the Shabbos of Sukkot. That what? Sikeich al gabe movui sheyesh lo ilechi. The first halacha that Rav brings here is that if you have a movui, a typical movui, is if you have the entrance of the movui, just a lechi, in Hilchas Shabbos, that's okay. The area inside the movui is considered a rishus hayochid. It's a lechi, and it's okay in Hilchas Shabbos. So too, if you were to use it for a sukkah, as we saw this halacha before already, if you put schach on top of such a movui, then you want to turn this into a sukkah, even though the third wall doesn't have that tefach soichak or the pas arba that you needed. Nonetheless, since it's Shabbos of Sukkos, since it works in Hilchas Shabbos, it's also going to work for Hilchas Sukkah. Another halacha of Omar Rava, a second case where we find the leniency in Shabbos that will then spill over to Hilchas Sukkah for Shabbos of Sukkos. Sikeich al gabe pasei birois. We learned about this when we were learning Eruvin, that there's a concept called pasei birois. There's a diagram in the Gemara here, which means the boards on the corners of the well. The area around the well was not a Rishus HaYochid. The well is a Rishus HaYochid. Carrying from the well to the area outside of it would be an issue on Shabbos. How are the animals going to drink? So they would put these posts up in the corner, that each edge of each of these right-angled posts was an amma wide. And then there was a special halacha that we look at it as if it's totally enclosed. In Hilchas Sukkah, this wouldn't really work. You need to have two proper walls. And Shlishis Afilu Tefach, here you've just got these four corner posts. But nonetheless, says Rava, since it works in Hilchas Shabbos, it also works in Hilchas Sukkah. Sikeich al gabe, if you were to put schach on top of this whole area of these pasei birois, the al gabe pasei birois, kshera, it's kosher. The sukkah is kosher. Why? Because migu, since it works in Hilchas Shabbos, it also works in Hilchas Sukkah. Why does Rav have to tell us both of these? Also lechi, also pasei birois, utzrich, I need them both. Dio ishmin on mavui. If he would only tell us by a mavui, that lechi, the side post of just a very thin post flash with the one of the walls, is already good enough to make a wall. Mishum de'ikah shtei defanis ma'alias, over there I can understand that we should say that it also works in Hilchas Sukkah, because at least two of the walls of that mavui are proper walls. Aval gabe pasei birois, in the case of these posts on the side of the well, de'ikah shtei defanis ma'alias, there's no two normal walls at all. Maybe you wouldn't say there that it works for Sukkah. Eimeloi, maybe it wouldn't work. If Rava would have only told us that putting schach on top of these posts across the whole area between these posts, it works, and would not have told us that lechi works, because at least over there, there's something that looks like four walls. But in case where you put schach on top of a movi, the lechi shom arba tefanis, you don't have four, you don't even have a representation of four walls for this sukkah. I may have thought, you cannot use the lechi, and that's why I need to say it there as well. Now we have to get back to what we saw before. Here we have two halachas that say that migu, since it was a wall for Hilchas Shabbos, it's also a wall in Hilchas Sukkah. We saw before that Shtaim Kilchos, Rava said the other way around, that any wall which is good enough for Hilchas Sukkah is also good enough for Hilchas Shabbos. The question is, why does Rava have to say this third halacha, that if it's good enough for Sukkah, it's also good enough for Shabbos? You already said here twice, Movui by Lechi and Pasei Birois, that anything that's good for Shabbos is good for Sukkah. Answers the Gemara. If you would only tell us these two, I would have thought Michamirta Lekilta, that only something that works for Shabbos can also work for Sukkah, because the halachas of Sukkah are much more lenient than the halachas of Shabbos. Aval Mekilta Lechamirta, I may have thought that something that's good for Sukkah, we won't say Migu, we won't say it's good for Shabbos. Eimeloi, I would have thought you don't say that. Tzricha, that's why Rava has to tell us that before we say no. Even in the case over there of Shlishis Afilu Tefach, which works for Sukkah, we do say Migu, and we say since it works for Sukkah, it also works for Shabbos. And obviously the question that the Achreinim will ask here, so just say the Halacha that Migu, that it works for Sukkah, it also works for Shabbos, just say that Shlishis Afilu Tefach works for Shabbos, and I'll take it for granted that anything that works for Shabbos will also work for Sukkah. And the Achreinim discuss this at length. Continues the Gemara. V'shechamoso merubo mitziloso psulo. This takes us back to the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that if the schach is got more sunlight coming through it than shade that it's offering, then the sukkah, it's the schach is as if it's no schach, and the sukkah is posel. Tanu rabbonon, chamoso merubo, v'chamoso machmas schach, v'loy machmas tefanis. This is only true if the amount of light that's coming in is only consequent to the schach. If the schach in and of itself is allowing more light in, more sunlight than shade, then it's possible. Rabbi Yashi says, af machmas tefanis. If in the sukkah itself there is more light, there's more light than shade, even though the light is coming in from underneath the schach, coming in from the walls, the breaches in the walls, and there also the walls themselves are not offering more shade than light, then the sukkah is possible. Omer v'yemer bar shlam yom ishmei d'abaya, or said in the name of Abaya, my Talmud Rabbi Yashia. What would be the reason for Rabbi Yashia to say that the halachas of the walls, that means even walls, have to offer shade? Says the Gemara Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'samto shom eis aroin ha'edus, you should put the oroin into the Kodesh HaKodoshim, V'sakoiso, and you should conceal, so to speak, a schach, you should cover al ha'oroin, over the oroin, es ha'poreiches, with the curtain. So we see here, this poreiches, mechitza, the curtain is a wall, it's not a covering, and it's called a covering, it's called schach. So you see that even a wall has the status of schach. And schach is only called schach if it's offering more shade than sunlight. And since the walls are considered schach, therefore the walls are also have to be tziloso meruba michamoso, has to offer more shade than light. Alma, mechitza k'schach be'inon. We see that the certain properties of schach that apply to the walls as well. V'rabonon, the Rabbonon who say that the halacha of chamosam ruba mitziloso, the psul of chamosam ruba mitziloso, is only with schach, not with the walls. Hahu de nechuf ba purta de merzik eschach. Says over there, that wall, that curtain between the heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim was actually leaning a little bit over towards the inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Since it was leaning over, that's why it was called a roofing, because it wasn't a completely horizontal wall, but a regular sukkah, which with horizontal walls, have nothing to do with schach, and therefore the attributes of schach do not apply to them, and we do not need that they should offer more shade than sunlight. Continues the Gemara. Omar Abaya. Abaya said that there were 8 Tanoim who all said the same thing. Rebbe, Rebbe Yashia, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Gamliel, Ubeis Shammai, Rebbe Eliezer, V'acherim. They all said, Kulhu Sfirulu. They all held Sukkah Diras Kvabu Inon. A Sukkah has to be able to be used in a permanent and fixed fashion. It's got to look and be perceived like some, like a home, like a house, something fixed. Not like we saw earlier on that Sukkah Diras Arai, as we saw on Daf Beis. These opinions hold Sukkah Diras Kva, Sukkah has to be something fixed. And now the Gemara is going to go through these 8 Tanoim. Where do we know this from? Rebbe. Where do we know that Rebbe holds this way? The Tanya we learnt in a Braisa, we saw this on Daf Gimel. Rebbe Omer called Sukkah She'in Ba Arba Amis Al Arba Amis Psula. Rebbe says the smaller Sukkah can't just be 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim. It has to be 4 Amis by 4 Amis. That seems to tell us it needs to be a more permanent type of abode and not just a 7 by 7, which is clearly not a permanent type of dwelling place. That's Rebbe. Rebbe Yashia, Where do we see Rabbi Yashiah says Sukkah Diras Kva? Hod Omron, like we saw before, Rabbi Yashiah says that if the walls themselves allow more shade in, more light coming in than the amount of shade they're offering, it's possible. So you see, you need a more permanent type of walls. Rabbi Yehuda, where do we see that Rabbi Yehuda says that the sukkah has to be a more permanent fixture? Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah on the beginning of the Perek on Daf Beis, sukkah she gavoya lemailo me'esrim amma psula. According to the Tanakama, a sukkah whose schach is more than 20 amas off the ground is possible. Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds it can even be a diras kva. It has to be able to also be a diras kva. Rabbi Shimon, where do we see that Rabbi Shimon holds a sukkah as diras kva? The Tanya we learned, we saw before in the Gemara, shtaim kilchos on shlishis afilu tefach. The Tanakama say that a sukkah, just two walls plus a tefach is enough. Rabbi Shimon omer gimel kilchos on urviyas afilu tefach. Rabbi Shimon says you need to at least have a representation of four walls, not just three walls. So you see, it has to be more kavua. Rabbi Gamliel, where do we see that Rabbi Gamliel says it has to be a sukkah diras kva? The Tani we learned in the Braisa. Ha'oyseh sukosoi b'roisha agolo, if somebody makes a sukkah on top of a wagon, on top of a carriage, oi b'roisha sfina, or on top of a ship, and there the wind could easily blow them away because they're high up and they're exposed to the elements. Then Rabbi Gamliel says, poislan. Gamliel says, since the sukkahs could be moved out of place, it's possible. It's not permanent enough. Because Rabbi Gamliel says it has to be a sukkah diras kva. Rabbi Akiva machshir. Rabbi Akiva says it's kosher all the while it's standing. There's no problem with it. Beis Shammai. Where do we see Beis Shammai say sukkah diras kva? Ditnan we learned in the Mishnah. Mi shahaya roishay v'rubay b'sukkah v'shulchonay b'soich habayis. Beis Shammai holds, and we saw this before already when we were learning Daf Gimel, and to Mishnah later on, that if somebody is sitting inside the sukkah, and is sitting at the table, but the actual table is inside the house, v'shulchonei b'soich habayis, b'shamay poislim, b'shamay say that it's possible. Why? Because if you haven't got the table in the sukkah, then you can't use it. You can't use the sukkah. It's not ro'yu l'tashmish, it's not worthy, or it's not fit to be used. And that's lacking in its permanentness of that structure, of the sukkah. Basil Machshir and Basil say it's okay. Rabbi Eliezer, where do we see Rabbi Eliezer hold sukkah diras kva? Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah, ha'oiseh sukkosik means thrif. If somebody makes a sukkah like a hut, which means that it's just a diagonal, just like walls which come to a point at the top, you haven't really got a clearly defined schach and walls, and the whole thing is made of material that could be kosher schach, but it's just like a hut. Or you took a schach material, anything that's kosher for schach, and you just leaned it against a wall, and underneath it, let's assume it's big enough for a sukkah. There you, again, don't have clearly defined schach, which is horizontal, and walls that are vertical. Rabbi Eliezer poisel. Rabbi Eliezer says it's possible, lefisha ein lo gag, because you haven't got a horizontal roofing. And the chachomim say that it's kosher. And Rashi says that ein noel adira, it's not comfortable for to have a permanent type of dwelling in when you haven't got a clearly defined roofing. So it must be that they hold, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that sukkah diras kva, and that's why it's possible. Achirim, finally the last opinion, where do we see that achirim means others? Where do we see they hold that sukkah has to be keva? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Achirim Oimrim Sukkah Ha'asuya Keshevach, a sukkah that's round, similar to a dove coat. Since it's round, Psula, the fisher ain't lozovies, it doesn't have corners. And the Ran explains that it's not common for a permanent type of home, a house, not to have corners. And since this has got no corners, Achirim say it's possible. So you see that Achirim say that the sukkah has to be diras kva. We'll learn later on in the Gemara there are those who argue this and say that even a round sukkah is kosher. But Achirim hold it's possible because they say it has to be a diras kva. And Emir Tz Hashem in the next Gemara, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.